This is Progressive Radio, a weekly conversation hosted by Matthew Rothschild, editor of The Progressive Magazine, a leading voice for peace and social justice. For more information about Progressive Radio or The Progressive Magazine, log on to our website at progressive.org.
I'm Matt Rothschild, and welcome to Progressive Radio, which you can also grab off our website over at progressive.org. Today, we're going to be talking about Sudan, and I'm very honored to have with me in the studio the Sudanese refugee Valentino Achak Deng, whose life is immortalized in the semi-fictional book by Dave Eggers with the intriguing title, What is the What? Valentino Achak Deng, welcome to Progressive Radio.
Thank you.
Tell me how you collaborated with Dave Eggers on the writing of this book. How did the book come about?
We met in Atlanta in January 2003. A friend of mine had asked me about what I wanted to do, and I told her that I wanted to have my life documented, or I wanted to write a book so that many people could have access to the information about war in Sudan and why wars and many conflicts exist there. So Mary wrote to Dave asking him to help me write my book.
And she knew Dave somehow?
She read Dave's first book, The Heartbreaking, and she, for some reason, thought that maybe Dave would be the right person to help me write my book. And Dave's response was really very positive. He told Mary that he had a laptop and he would be happy to help me. He had read about Sudan in the New York magazine, especially about the group called the Lost Boys of Sudan. So he had in his mind wanted to help the group in one way or another. And so, we met through Mary, and we met in Atlanta on one weekend, and we introduced each other and become friends immediately, and we started working on the story.
That's amazing that he would respond so quickly. Dave Eggers, author of the prize-winning book, A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius, among others. So that is... fascinating. It's not always true that writers are that accessible. I wanted to hear your story in your own words. How old were you when the war in Sudan slammed into you?
I was born in 1980, late 1980, and the war began in 1983. So I was still a toddler by then. But I grew up into it until 1987, when I was separated from my family.
How did that happen?
There was a group called Murajalin. They are known today in Darfur as Janjaweed. That is not a new group. I know that when many people hear of the Janjaweed in Darfur, they assume that that was a group founded in 2003, because that is when the Darfur war began. Well, that group had existed in southern Sudan for many years until 2005, when the North and South war was ended through a negotiated political settlement.
But that war had been raging for 23 years.
It has raged on for 23 years. 2.5 million lives were lost in that war. Over 4 million southern Sudanese internally displaced in the northern part of the country. And over a million refugees in foreign countries.
And you are one of them.
I'm a product of that.
Achak Deng. Do you accept the label of one of the lost boys of Sudan, or does that label bother you?
Well, I think that we did not sit and agree to the name, so someone in the media used it, and it became a popular name. And it will really take long to go down the way and dispute it. But no, it's not a name we gave for ourselves.
Okay. So you were 4 years old then, four or five, when you were separated from your parents?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what happened?
I was 6 or 7 years old, actually. And when the Moralin invaded the village of Marilbai, they burned down all houses. They were killing men whom they targeted for being rebels and being threats against their incursions. And they were abducting women and children. And I feared that. And because of that, I ended up joining multitudes of children who were being guarded by elders to go to Ethiopia in the refugee camps.
Now, what did your what happened to your parents? How did you get separated from them?
I left my parents in Marilbai, not knowing that they existed. So I didn't know what happened to them at the time until I went back later and they never left the home.
Do you know what happened to them?
They were running from season to season, just dodging the Moralin. Whenever there is an invasion, they run away and their houses or huts would be burned seasons after seasons by Moralin. Their livestock would be taken every year. Their children, they have watched members of the family being killed, being abducted. And for some reason, they thought that I was also not alive.
Valentino Acek, they did survive, though?
They did survive. I met my mom and dad in 2003.
What was that experience like?
It was a great experience. Dave Eggers and I flew back to southern Sudan when we were working on the book. And we flew back to Marilbai. My father and mother and my family was there. I was so excited to be back at the same place where I was born, to be among my people, to hear them call my name, and I couldn't recognize many of them. But it was quite an adventure.
And how long had it been since you'd seen them?
After 16 years. And I was really excited to be back after 16 years alive. On the other hand, I was able to come face to face with the consequences of war.
And what were some of those consequences?
That life has been reduced almost to nothing. That these people have become survivors and they depended on many international reliefs, and that they cannot cultivate, they cannot protect themselves, they cannot, they weren't running a good life. Everything was beginning from the scratch. Roads, hospitals, schools were not all functioning. And just seeing that there was my family. There were innocent southern Sudanese who had to face this hostility and this backwardness for 23 years due to the war brought to us by our leaders.
I'm Matt Rothschild. You're listening to Progressive Radio. My guest today, Valentino Acek Deng, whose life is depicted in the semi-fictional book by Dave Eckers entitled What is the What? That's a peculiar title. Do you want to explain it?
That the title comes from the Dinka myth of creations. The Dinka believe that when God created them, he created a Dinka man and a beautiful Dinka woman, and he gave them a choice. The choice was to choose between two things, one being the invincible and the other one the visible, which is a cow. The Dinka chose the cow, which to them was a source of life. It provided milk, it provided hides, it provides them with meats and all sorts of life, including manure for cultivation. And they didn't choose the what, which to them later seemed to be things that came in with the modernization, with education, and that is the reason the government want to occupy their land, and the war was brought to them. The guns, the weapons, everything that, caused them massive life is what they came to associate with the what.
Valentino Acek Deng, tell me about your experiences when you decided to flee your village.
I did not know why I was leaving. I thought that I was going to come back after a day or 2 days. But in this case, that did not happen. Days becomes weeks, and weeks, of course, becomes months. And I ended up working for almost 5 months to get to Western Ethiopia. And to do that, I had suffered a lot. There was no much food to eat. So people were hungry. We were starving as we worked toward Ethiopia. At the same time, the war has escalated, and we go to areas where the governments and the rebels were fighting, and none of them would pay attention to the civilians, especially boys who were by then not helpless in any way. At the same time, we were bombarded on by the Sudanese aerial air forces.
There are descriptions here of the airplanes and the helicopters that are very harrowing.
You read about those one in the book, so I had to go through that. And crossing rivers, this is the area, you know, divided by River Nile with its many tributaries. And crossing those rivers were hippopotamus, crocodiles, and of course the lions and wild animals in the forest.
You, in the book, What is the What, author Dave Eggers says that you encountered lions and that you saw lions take a couple boys from the line of boys who were marching. Is that experience? Did you live that experience?
Yep.
And what was that like? How horrifying that must have been.
It was terrifying. You know, you live that just through fear, that well-founded fear of, of persecutions. We were subject to anything: animals, the government troops, the hostiles, land. So seeing that was just terrifying, and I was a boy, and just being in a situation where even the wild animal can grab someone and you cannot help, and there is no mother or daddy to call out for, was just not a good situation.
Valentino Acek Deng, his life is depicted in Dave Eggers' book, What is the What? He's a refugee from the southern Sudan. With me today on Progressive Radio, more so than, to me anyway, horrifying than the animals who were preying on refugees, young boys like you who are leaving. It's just the brutality of man rather than beast. And how do you come to grips with that? There's one character in the book who says, my problem was I trusted someone. Don't trust anybody.
I think there are situations where people have trusted maybe to enter the government-controlled town, then they are shut on and killed. There are situations where you trusted to enter some territories, and you end up being victimized instead of someone who is coming, willing to leave with the people. And so I think many people came to resent that. But to me, I've always trusted, and I will always trust until someone proves that they are not trustworthy.
So there's a woman who's particularly untrustworthy in this book, depicted twice in two different places. A woman on the other side of a river, I believe, who says, come to me, I'm your mother, come here, boys, and she pulls out a gun and starts shooting people down.
Yeah, that happened in Gilo River when we were crossing from Ethiopia back to Sudan, and there were soldiers who were fighting and shooting on the people, and they would deceive you to go to them, then they kill you.
One of the things that came through my mind, Valentino Acek Deng, as I was reading this book, What is the What? was the universal messages that are here. It's not just the cruelty of the Arab government in the Sudan or the cruelty of the Janjaweed, but it is the capacity that human beings have for cruelty. It's not just Sudan. It's you can think of Rwanda or Bosnia or Cambodia. And I'm wondering what conclusions you draw from having witnessed firsthand some of that cruelty.
I concluded that wherever there is war, there is always the atrocities committed by the liberating forces or even by the forces to whom people are being liberated from. Any war, you know, ended up with casualties, both on the military part and on the civilians. And I've learned that wars brings pains to the people at the end.
But some of the casualties here, it's not like the horrible euphemism collateral damage, like a bomb that hits and kills accidentally, so the Pentagon says in its wars, you know, 100 people who are nearby. But this is just kind of wanton cruelty. And you think that is a product of war, a necessary product of war.
It's a product of war. It's a product of mismanagement. It is a product of misunderstanding and carelessness and lack of human consent. And when I grew up in Sudan, I always questioned myself, why the war? What are we gaining from this? What are our leaders going to gain from this after all? Finally, so a solution could come through war situation, but they're always painful. Mm-hmm. In Rwanda, when the genocide happened there in 1994, I was at the camp in Kenya, and I actually, at the same camp, the Rwandan refugees were brought, and I became a leader of some youth who were also part of the Rwandan refugees. And I just saw the pain.
And they had seen some terrible atrocities.
They have seen some terrible atrocities. I would ask them and listen to their stories, and I break into tears while I know that in my country that was going on. It's just...
What was life like for you in the refugee camps, Valentino Achekdang?
Life was both exciting and challenging in the sense that... It's exciting in the sense that there was no war every day, so it was quiet, and we had the UN providing protections. There were a few violent cases brought upon refugees by the locals, but in most part it was stable, not as stable and peaceful as anyone could imagine. But it was not a war-torn area. On the other part, it was challenging, particularly on a part of someone like me who didn't have a family at the camp, who didn't know when the war will end in Sudan, and who did not know what steps to take, you know, to move to another place. A durable solution was what I needed so much, but it wasn't coming at the refugee camp.
And how did you find that durable solution?
I found it through resettlement. I think the UN decided that the Sudanese youth have lived in the camps for about 13 years and the war is not ending in Sudan, so they need a durable solution, and the durable solution would be to take them to the third country. That third country became the United States. And that is how I found it. I came here, I'm able to work, I'm able to think about others and can help, and I can go to school.
Now, were you granted asylum? Have you been granted asylum here?
Yep.
And you came, when did you come? What was the date you came to the United States?
My flight to the U.S. was on September 11, 2001.
September 11, 2001.
Yeah.
A date that will live in infamy. Actually, Bin Laden makes an appearance in this book, What is the What? By Dave Eggers, which tells your story, Valentino Achekdang, as a southern Sudanese refugee. Tell me your opinion of Bin Laden.
He's not a friend to southern Sudanese. He was part of the the war in southern Sudan, and he was in Sudan for 6 years, between 1992 to, I think, 1996 was when he was expelled out in Sudan by the Sudanese government. So he had a hand on atrocities that were committed in southern Sudan.
I think he and his deputy have still been talking about defending the Sudanese government even as it goes on and commits atrocities in Darfur.
He can't do that.
Yeah, so they have not learned anything there. What was traveling like on September 11th? You arrived here on September 11th, 2001. Did you know what was going on with the attack? What was the plane ride like?
I did not arrive on September 11th. My flight was canceled. I was stranded in Nairobi, Kenya, and I flew to New York on September 25th, 2001.
So you were delayed 2 weeks.
Yeah,
then.
I was so much worried on the plane. I knew that I had seen everything on CNN that went on after the attack of the Twin Towers by the terrorist, and I've seen everything that was said and the planes flying into the buildings, and I was so much worried about the status of the United States after that. I knew that the U.S. was under attack, and I was coming to this country at the time when everybody will be thinking about what is happening. We are being attacked, and not many people, according to me, were not going to pay attention to what I would say about war in Sudan and even to what my life would be here. I was worried, but I flew to New York. There were soldiers at JFK, and my plan was changed, and I went to Atlanta.
What have you found in the United States that has surprised you?
There are so many people that are so compassionate. At many places I spoke to, you know, many people felt like they should have known this information many years ago. They're getting it late, and they feel the pain that people in Sudan went through. They feel the pain that 2.5 million southern Sudanese had died in the war. And I think that that is what education can bring to people, and I'm willing to do that. I'll speak to people about the Sudan, about both the bad things and good things that had happened there, with hopes that, you know, we will become one global community that hears of what happens around and can think of what to do to change situations, change life.
Valentino Achikdeng, you write, or Dave Eggers in this book about you, What is the What, writes about or mentions a couple celebrities who've been involved in the issue of the Sudan. Jane Fonda, I didn't realize. And though she appears here in the book, and Angelina Jolie, you met, I understand. What is your view of the role of Hollywood celebrities in this issue?
They have taken very positive steps in calling for the mass to join and look at places far away, and, you know, and help. I think their call helped the public to know more. Some celebrities have visited Darfur. Angelina Jolie is the UN's goodwill ambassador, and she's doing that, and so is Jane Fonda, and so many other celebrities. I think their role is important. They are members of human society, and they need to be active where atrocities are being committed. John Cheadle did the Hotel Rwanda, and he has become a voice of the voiceless. So I think that many celebrities need to take actions in that.
And I know George Clooney has been doing work on Darfur as well. How many Sudanese refugees are living in the United States right now?
I should say something over 10,000.
You know, one thing that struck me in the book was the occupation that some of them are having in the United States, especially out in the Midwest where I am, that they are becoming, many of them are working in, as butchers in some of those hog factories out in Nebraska or in Iowa. Is that really going on, and why would that be unusual?
I don't think that is unusual. If you go into a new country or you're beginning a new life, one has to know that the goal is to begin from somewhere and end up somewhere. So if you go into a meat factory this year and that's your first year in the United States, you should work your level up to finding another job. Most of these jobs, people find them as entry-level jobs, or they don't have any other jobs available, so they had to work there. I don't think that it is their goal to work there forever. But other companies that have jobs opportunities to look out, not only for Sudanese immigrants, but for millions of immigrants that comes into this country that need to, someone moved here, they need to work, they need to lead a good life too, and their goal is to move from one job to another. That's maybe unusual to the Sudanese culture, but I think that's the way to begin.
Valentino Acek-Deng, what are you doing as work right now?
I'm a student, full-time student, and I took this semester off. I go to Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania.
And I see you're wearing an Allegheny sweatshirt on.
Yeah, and I have the Valentino Acek-Deng Foundation that I run.
And what does the Valentino Acek-Deng Foundation do?
It's a non-profit organization that is committed in rebuilding Southern Sudan. We'll be building libraries, community centers, and schools.
What can people do here in the United States to help the people of the Sudan?
It's help projects like that through funding. And we need volunteers who could come and use their expertise on the ground.
Is there anything they can do as far as U.S. policy goes?
Yep. I believe that, and I should say that Americans have done great jobs in pressuring the government to take positive steps toward settling the Darfur conflict. Last year, thousands of people went on a strike in Washington and in New York, and that need to be increased. I think that people need to write to their leaders, their congressmen, their senators, and to President Bush to ask him to solve the Darfur conflict. People are still dying in Darfur, and we cannot keep quiet while that is going on.
Well, I'm very happy that you, Valentino Acek-Deng, have not kept quiet at all. A book about your life is called What is the What? And people can find out more at your website, Valentino Acek, A-C-H-A-K, Deng, D-E-N-G.com. Thanks so much for being my guest today.
You're welcome.
Today's program is available online at progressive.org. You can also write to us at 409 East Main Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. Our music is by Mufa. Progressive Radio is produced by Elizabeth DiNovella and engineered at Audio for the Arts in Madison, Wisconsin.